This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show, Mark Duggar, manager of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Pleasure to be here.
Mark, we have a topic today of Independent Map Amendment Initiative, and we're going to let you explain what this is. It's a statewide thing, Macoupin County very involved as well, and we'll let you tell us about it.
Well, basically what's happened is, as everybody knows, the political maps drawn in Illinois have been highly partisan the last umpteen years. I mean, it's just not something that has come about over the last two or three. It's been an ongoing problem in the state of Illinois. A few years ago, there was an initiative to try and get that changed. That initiative didn't meet the constitutionality test, so it was dropped, didn't work. They've come back again. The Independent Map Coalition is working to get a ballot on the initiative in 2016 to be able to have the legislative district maps drawn by an independent third party that is nonpartisan. And that's, in a nutshell, is what's happening. Illinois Farm Bureau has jumped on board and supports this measure, wholeheartedly support it. Matter of fact, it's in our policy book that we support an independent third party. So the Illinois Farm Bureau has come on board. As you say, Macoupin County Farm Bureau has come on board. So it's a broad coalition of folks in there. I mean, we've got former Governor Jim Edgar on the state board for the coalition. We've got former Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon. So this board is nonpartisan. I mean, these guys want everything to be fair. The initiative is to have these compact, contiguous, go along county, township lines with no, based solely on population and nothing on partisan politics.
And that is something, as you said, it's been going on for years, but every 10 years right now we have a district map redrawn, and whoever is in power can make the map more favorable, quote, towards what probably is their party's preferences. And this would just sort of make it more equitable between all parties.
That's the goal, yes, to make it very nonpartisan. If folks can remember back to when Macoupin County was in the old 17th Congressional District, that district started way up above the Quad Cities, come down alongside the river, come shooting up towards to encompass the entire county of Macoupin, and then split off again and headed to Springfield and Decatur. That's nuts. Now, that's Mark's personal opinion that that's nuts. The goal is to get these things to where it's based on population. And what Illinois Farm Bureau is trying to do is to make that happen. I mean, that's one of our goals. That's in our policy book. It's what we call in-house our Bible as far as what Illinois Farm Bureau stands for. So that's what we're looking to do.
We should point out that this has nothing to do with U.S. districts and things like that. This is for Illinois and its legislative districts.
Right, right, right. All the districts involved will be in Illinois. So, I mean, a lot of the current districts are not too bad. But, you know, Macoupin County's kind of split up a little bit. So what we're trying to do is to have not have the districts divided by streets, but by township lines, county lines, population numbers, that type of thing.
This gets to voters. It would call for a commission to be set up, and a little bit on that commission that would actually do the drawing up of the maps if this all would go as planned.
Correct. Yeah, it'd be 11 member of an independent redistricting commission. They'd be selected in each year of the federal decennial census, basically every time we take a census. And the first commission would actually be appointed in 2021. So it's going to take a little bit of time to get this phased in, should it be approved by the voters. And then it would become part of the Illinois Constitution. You can apply to serve on that. They'd have an applicant review panel. Anyone interested in serving on the panel could submit an application. So, I mean, it really gets it back into the hands of the people of Illinois, where it should be in the first place to select their representatives. So, there's some really good things about it. There's still a lot of steps to go through. Got to get it on the ballot, got to make sure it passes constitutionality test, and then it's up to the voters to put it into power.
And that's where we come to our topic of the day, and that is, how is this process for getting this measure on the ballot? Of course, it's important to everyone in the state, and WSMI covers many counties. Yes. We're talking about Macoupin County here, but this is sort of going on in every county.
This is a statewide effort. Illinois Farm Bureau, with our resources of a county farm bureau in each county, has petitions available in every county farm bureau office if you're interested in. The coalition needs 290,216 valid registered voter signatures to be submitted to make sure that the ballot gets on November 8th in 2016. And the petitions have to be filed by May 8th of 2016. The coalition set a goal of 600,000 because, as you well know, on these petition drives, somebody's going to challenge some names. So we want to make sure to have plenty of names in the barrel when those challenges come up. So that's why the goal is 600,000. And the last I knew, the coalition was about halfway to our goal of 600,000 signatures. That kind of tells me that people are behind this effort. So they're wanting to have all the petitions filed as of April 30th of next year. And then they go through the tests. So every County Farm Bureau has petitions available. You can stop into the County Farm Bureau offices, pick up petitions. All the instructions on how to get those filled out, what needs to be done, is on the petition. In Macoupin County, you can pick up the petitions here at the County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville, return them to the County Farm Bureau office because they need to be notarized to be turned in, bring them back to us. All the staff at the County Farm Bureau office are notaries. We can notarize them. We'll take care of sending them on up to the State Farm Bureau office, and then they'll get in put into the commission barrel for the signatures.
Mark, there are a lot of dates associated with deadlines concerning this initiative. And for Macoupin County, if somebody comes in, gets a petition from you and gets the signatures and everything, when do they need to have that back to be valid?
The best bet is to have it back by the end of December of this year so we can make sure to get it into the process. So yeah, December 31st, have all your petitions turned into the County Farm Bureau office. We'll make sure they get up to the Illinois Farm Bureau office to get it into the mix.
Now, I'm looking at one of your petitions here, and you can have up to 10 people on that petition. Say someone would like to come get this. I'm just sort of talking a little bit of what it looks like. But the main thing is you need to probably discuss with whoever you think might sign your petition. The big thing is they've got to be a registered voter, and in their registration has to be up to date as well.
Yes. Yeah, they need to be 18 years old, a registered voter, wherever they happen to live, as long as they're a registered voter. That's the main thing. Yeah, the petitions... There's 10 slots to be filled. There's a certain way to do that. It's explained pretty well on the petition what needs to be done. And then once those are turned in, as I say, you'll need to fill out a little bit of information on there as the person collecting the signatures, bring them back into the County Farm Bureau office there in Carlinville. We'll get them notarized.
Just one more time, these are available at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office, and they can contact you what hours or by phone if they've got a question?
They can contact us anytime between 8 and 4:30, Monday through Friday is when we're open. And if you've got questions about this Independent Map Coalition, please feel free to give us a call at 217-854-2571. We'd love to have everybody's help to get this ballot on there and to make these districts fair and equitable.
Mark Tucker, thanks for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.